it to me again.
Secret word tonight is Gibson. Gibson arpeggio? I'll give you a Gibson arpeggio. Okay. Here you go. Ready? Hither to be known as the Gibson. Perfect. All right, now we're gonna get started and play a song for you about monsters. What do you think about that? Hey, you guys all ready on stage? Looks like it.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is good.
Next is Sheila.
We'll see if we can get it on, right?
this section due to power outage. It is now time to move to another guitar for a moment. And continue the show. Yes, very exciting. Guitar changes are really, really interesting. Just since this has been on the stage, why don't you guys play a little special tuning music, something, Kurt, why don't you play something in 3-4, Joe, you can play in 5, and Sheila, you can play in 7, and then Chris, we'll see what you're going to do after that. Maybe you can play in 4, too, but we'll see. Let's start it off with Kurt. Thank you.
launching another song, but Pete Jones, just so you know, I'm really only getting the left side of the mix. But I can keep going for now. Alright. This next song, we need Sheila Gonzalez to help us out. She's going to give you a little visual guide to bring your memories of the 80s back. You know, this is really, it's like a, what would you call this, like a guided visualization kind of, you know, the people that like to meditate in the morning. This is going to be your special new thing that's going to get you set for the day. This is how you should start your mornings, okay? You get yourself ready. She usually does a little stretch, right? No? Yeah. Something like this. And then it's important to visualize Molly Ringwald and the dance that she made popular in the 80s. And then just do this. This next song, once Sheila is able to get her pack to work, since it fell off during that special dance number. This next song is from the 80s, hence that fine 80s transition. You see what we did there? Yeah. Okay. So, this next song is from the 80s, and it's got a really crazy story about a really hard-working teenage girl. She's got a difficult job. She really does. She's a teenage prostitute.
Thank you.
y'all feeling suitably dirty? Because Gibson is going to release these pretty soon. And this is one of the final prototypes, and it is a very nice guitar. So I hope that you'll be able to have one for yourself, because it really is a very fine instrument, and I think a visual representation of Frank's music. So, that being said, we're going to play a song from the Roxy and Elsewhere.
Thank you.
See? This one is about a flightless bird that has a few things very peculiar being done to it. Maybe you have such interests at home. You guys ready? Just like the mighty penguins, I heard a bonded.
She's just like a penguin about it, boy.
Thank you.
great song that goes back a long ways. Roy George used to be in Frank's band for a short period of time. And he used to sing this song. It's a song that was not written by Frank, but they enjoyed playing this song. It's called Here Lies Love. I bet you guys will know, guys and gals, sorry. I'm pretty sure you'll know this next one. If you do, feel free to sing along.
Just raise me up a cup of dental. Other wrangler would say, but I'm fighting by myself. myself, I wouldn't have no balls, cause that'd be a reason my only dental balls. The reason my lonely is so gone. The reason my lonely is so gone. One of my riding along the border with my tweezers gleaming in the moonlight at night.
She was over there, oh, she was over there, she's kind of moving around. So maybe later we're going to have some dancing on stage. That's what I'm thinking. Chattanooga might be a dancing kind of town, you know, Church of Glory and Splendor. We're going to dedicate this one to the ladies, though. Let me just quickly make sure this is all good. I think it is. All right, so this one is called Take Your Clothes Off When You Dance.
Woo! Woo!
we will not win no more. You know that we can rise above. Who cares if hair is on the shoulder spray of coffee green? We know that hair is clear as hell. There will come a time when you won't even be ashamed if you won't come. Whoa, 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 whoa.
You've been lying.
face to Chicago. Riding all night long. Ride my face to Chicago. Riding all night long.
That's right. It's time to ride my face all the way to Chicago, Illinois.
Oh,
Sister Diva, who she had an imaginary friend. You know, some kids have these from time to time. She had this imaginary friend that lived on her head, so she said, that was also her tiny daddy, and she named him Mogio. So this particular piece of music, if you've never heard it before, is definitely a very challenging one, and it's also related to the song What's New in Baltimore. That's just for your homework later. You can find out how they're intertwined. But this particular song, Steve Vai used to play in Frank's band when he was in Frank's band, and he always found it very, very difficult. And to this day, he still gets nervous when he hears the song because it just makes him feel like, oh boy, here it comes, that relentless passage in there. And anyway, when I told him we were playing the song, he sent me flowers because, you know, he was like, I feel for you. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm gonna play it for you because it's a fun one, but it's really hard. How many of you know that one? Okay, a few of you do. So a brief little story to share with you. In the mid-80s, my sister Moon and I were in New York. We were doing some stuff for MTV. And Frank came into town because he was doing some stuff. And we all got together. And we did what is probably the most implausible thing that we have ever done as a family, or part of a family, is we went and saw a Broadway show. We saw Cats. And we sat there amazed at the performance, but probably for all the wrong reasons. And there was a time when there was like one of the main characters, I don't remember, but does anyone know the main character, like the big fat cat? No? I don't remember. Anyway, he was supposed to come flying through this trapdoor in the floor, and all we saw was the thing kind of open and then the scream of pain, you know, because he had injured his head because it didn't open. Anyway, that was a strong memory for that particular show. But afterwards, we talked about it, and Frank was talking about the show, and he said, well, if the people want to pay to see a show about cats who are born again, maybe they would like to have the opportunity to see a Broadway show about giant potato-headed creatures with duck lips that wear non-costumes and speak Ebonics. Because that was the obvious next step from Cats. Anyway, he developed this. It never quite reached the stage yet, but you know, fingers crossed. 2014, the year. Anyway, there is a version that's like a mini Broadway show that's on one of the You Can't Do That on Stage Anymore records, and that's the version that we have learned for you for this particular song from that show. So you can take a micro-encapsulated version of what the show might be, and it's called The Evil Prince.
Potatoes and cream.
Happy New Year!
I'll say this to
disgusting, atrocious, and dull. I say it explodes inside of the soul. I say it's the worst of the worst of the year. Without the fame, it's part of your fear. I say it's the work of an infantile mind. I say that it's faith within that you will find. A better excuse to spend money or time. A Tupperware party. So dubious party. Look!
to do that, we're going to need our stunt vocalist for the evening, Mr. Pete Jones. This is a song that Captain Beefheart originally sang on Bongo Fury Records. It's called Jim with the Gavin.
I can't wait to see you.
of the younger crowd who appreciated the music. The long-time supporters have always known about it, so I appreciate you guys all coming out. We're going to have a little play from Joe's Garage for you.
Thank you.
Where we need some dancers on stage. Why don't we grab a few volunteers? I see some ladies over here, and maybe there's a couple of guys too. Come on up. Come on up. Yeah. Come on up. Yeah. Come on up. Come on up. Yeah. All right. There must be an easy way for them to get onto the stage. There's some stairs around the side. We'll guide you up there with a little bit of a light. Go into the light. Follow the light, ladies. There's one gentleman. There's a couple other people who want to come over and do a little dancing. Come join us. Watch out for the cable. Alright, so this song that we're going to play, you know, it doesn't have a real super dancey beat. But you can make your way through it, I think. Maybe we should just test them out on something first, though. How about just like, Kurt, you know the crazy part from Keeping Reason? You don't, okay. Watch out now, Chris is getting molested. Let's give them something super funky first and see what happens. Hold on, my wife will enjoy this. Okay, all right.
Woo!
for a nominal service charge, I could reach Nirvana tonight. If I was ready, willing, and able to pay him his regular fee, well, he would drop all the rest of his pressing affairs and devote his attention to me. And I said,
oh, dear brother, will you drive him with that cosmic debris?
Man got nervous and he
All right. We're going to send you home with a special piece of music. This one is it's a classical composition that my dad wrote a long time ago, but he always really had a special fondness for this piece. Once he was interviewed and asked, "What's your favorite piece of music you've ever written?" And he named this piece, which is called Strictly Genteel. And as soon as I'm in tune, we will play it. Thank you. Love you too, thank you.
Thank you.
that's true. Special strut vocalist, Mr. Pete Jones.
And ladies and gentlemen, Dweezil Zappa!
Thank you so much, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the concert. Hope to see you again soon. Good night. Thank you so much. Just so you know, in case you're interested, some of us are going to go over there to the t-shirt area and sign some things, say hi to people in just a few minutes. So if you want to say hi to us, we'll be over there in a little bit. Thanks, everybody.